Coach, tough loss. The Bears came back down fourth quarter, but then Indianapolis came back. What was the biggest difference?
Well, they made plays when it counted. You know, we turned it over, and they went down and scored, made a big play on a post route to take the lead. And, you know, we answered, got down in the scoring zone, and came up short.
Like I said before, Bears are down in the fourth quarter. Brian Hoyer leads a 96-yard touchdown drive. At that point, I'm assuming you felt pretty good. What could you say about that drive and Brian's performance?
Well, I think, you know, when you knew Indianapolis's background, you know, they lead the league in second half points. So they're very, very capable. It's a very explosive offense as well as quarterback. And, you know, it was tough duty, but they executed when it counted.
And when you do take that 23-19 lead and Indianapolis storms down the field, did anything change? Did they do anything differently? Because I know you had 2-3 and outs on defense earlier in the half against them.
Well, I think, you know, losing Bryce Callahan to hamstring, I think was a little bit of a factor, not an excuse, but a factor. You know, something we'll have to look at and get better from. But, you know, we even had a chance, even after they went down and scored, to come down and score again and came up short.
How big were penalties today? It seemed like there are a lot of costly penalties.
Yeah, I think, especially in the first half, I think, you know, again, we stalled ourselves in the red area. I think that was, four-point swings when you get field goals instead of touchdowns.
Tough loss, like I said before, up in the fourth quarter, you're down. What kind of message do you send to the team after a loss like this?
Well, we just got to keep battling. You know, if you don't keep battling, nothing good is going to happen. So I think we've got good guys in that locker room, and they'll respond.